Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Beis. Nazir Samach Beis. We reference a brisa, a conversation we discussed already, a drush we discussed yesterday. We left off the second top line on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, where we had discussed that the Erechin, the pasuk says, Dabra B'nai Yisrael, we say B'nai Yisrael have a dinam of pledging Arachin, as opposed to Goyim, Akam cannot pledge Arachim, but the word Ish over there is Marba, that a Goy can be the subject of Arachim. So the morning I was going to address and elaborate on those psukim, on those drushos. That's the whole Amud Aleph, and then Amud Beis. We'll continue on to the conversation of the differences, chumras between the Eved versus an Isha by Nadarim. Yesterday we had said that there's a chumra by the Isha, by the chumra. The chumra yesterday we had was a chumra of the Eved over the Isha, called that the Baal has a right to force the Eved to go against his Naziris. Does not have the right by Nisha. We have the opposite. By Nisha, the Baal has a right to be mefer the neder, including the zeros. Whereas by an Eved, the Baal cannot be mefer. That conversation will be the focus of Amud Beis. Let's see. Says the Gemara. We're up to the words ihachi, although the words ihachi are removed from our Gemara. We're going to requote the pasuk we had yesterday in the drasha of Erechin. Ish kiafi neder berkcha berechin lamali. Ask the Gemara a simple question. The lashon of ish kiafi neder berkcha. But Erechin, what do we need it for? What's the question? Michti Iskish Erechin and Adarim. We know Erechin and Adarim have Hekish Damakra, Ish Kiafli Neder, Be'erkecha. The pasuk clearly compares Nadarim and Erechin. The Gemara in the beginning of Erechin discuss. We learn our various dinim from the comparison of the pasuk putting together Yafli Neder, Be'erkecha, putting together the word Neder and Erech together. We darshan one is comparable to the other. V'atani Gam Nadarim. And we already know in Nadarim, we already made this drasha, Ish. Matam lema ish. It says ish. What's coming to include the rabbis? Some actually take out one of the words ish over there. The rabbis tamidei chachamim. The rabbis as ayvdei chachamim. It comes to include ayvdei chachamim. We know that we had this already yesterday. We discussed this. That the word ish comes to include the a guy. Again, we discussed in the context of including guy for being the subject of an erechim vow. But in general, the word adam we find the rashas. We say atam kriyum adam ve'ein avicham kriyum adam. When it says adam kiakav mikem, adam is referring to a yid, not referring to a guy. Whereas ish means even a guy. So we already know by nedarim that a guy's neder, nedarim and nedavos are considered a proper neder. They're accepted. His nedarim and nedavos. So why do we need, and we have hekesh from neder to erechim. So if that's the case, ish kiafli berchin lamli. Who needs the ish kiafli? Says the Gemara again. Matam lam ish. The rabbis asayv chavim shein neidrim nedarim nedavos kisrael. They can make nedarim nedavos like Yisrael. So ish kiafli berchin lamli. Who needs the ish by erchin? Ella. So before we see the Gemara starts, actually, we have this klal. We've spoken about it already the past couple of days that a guy can make nedarim and nedavos like a yid. We pointed out right when we had the Mishnah yesterday, right in the beginning of the parak, where the Mishnah says that the nazirus of a guy is nothing, and all the Rishonim jump in, Taisus, Rosh, and say, even though we know his nedarim and nedavos are like Yisrael, he can make nedarim and nedavos like Yisrael, but nazirus, he can't make nazirus. Rishonim already bring up this idea yesterday. So we know a guy can make pledge nedarim and nedavos, and we discussed yesterday and to share what type of this various karbanos he's allowed to even send shlamim ayla same vizivcheim shlamim and ayla seem to be karbanos that we may accept from him. Okay, the question is the Gemara in Erechin on the Vav discusses that we don't take staka from a guy. We don't accept staka from a guy. And the question we're trying to bother by is what's the difference? Staka we don't take from a guy. Nedarim and nedavos we do. The Gemara over there says in the context that although we don't take staka from a guy, we will take his pledge if he pledges to donate money to the base to base Knesset, that we'll accept. Why? Because that falls under the guise of Nedarim and Nedavos, and Nedarim and Nedavos we do accept. And the question the Shenim are bothered by is, what's the pshat? What's the chilik? So the Geis Shri in Bavasra wants to suggest that there's a fundamental difference between the power of tzedakah versus Nedarim and Nedavos. Even though Nedarim and Nedavos we typically consider also as a form of tzedakah, but when one gives tzedakah is a kapara. It brings a kapara for one's averis. And if a guy, if we're going to help a guyim get kaparas for the averis, it's going to help them have clean slate and have more power to continue to rule over us. And therefore we say we don't accept their tzedakah. We don't want to accept their tzedakah. But the Dharma and the Dove's pledges don't have that power of kapara. They certainly have some sort of merit, some sort of schus, but they don't have the power of kapara. And therefore, since the Dharma and the Dove's don't have that same power of kapara, therefore we do accept from them the Nedarim and Nedavos. Of course, the Mefarshim, later Mefarshim point out, even so, one always has to be careful, except from the Goyim, except you can accept from the Goyim, these Nedarim and Nedavos. Some say you can even go solicit from the Goyim for certain things for the binyan basic knesses. Perhaps it could be some mamish opposite approaches. Some say you cannot because it's a bizarre to have a guy's money involved in the binyan basic knesses. Others say adrabba, they can give him down to davis, and for them to help fund build the basic knesses would be a maila. But all are in agreement. They want us to be careful that there's no strings attached, chas v'shalom, and that goes for everyone, whoever the donor is. No strings attached to the monies being given, but they specifically speak it out, of course, by the guyim giving this these pledges, because sometimes it comes along with other undesired conditions, and therefore one has to be careful. Okay, by the way, we're saying Nedarim Nedavos, a guy can pledge, and we accept their kabbanas or their pledge. Sam Staka, a guy we wouldn't accept. But our Gemara is focused on, we have already ish tell me that guy is included in the parashah Nedarim Nedavos. So if I have it by Nedarim Nedavos, and I have a hekesh between Nedarim and Erechin, so why do I need a pasuk of ish by Erechin? Why don't I say that's already understood from Nedarim, says the Gemara, Elahayish B'Bayla, you're right.
I understand at this point in the
Gemara. The Gemara, Elahayish B'Bayla, you don't need the word ish for, by Erechin, Lasuyim Mufla Samachlish, it comes to include a Mufla Samachlish, which you always say is like a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, the year before the Bar and Bas Mitzvah age, where they're, they already have das to understand what Nedarim or pledges are. So over there, we're coming to include with this Lashon Ish by Erechin that Mufla Samachlish is included in making these pledges of Arachin. It says we're not so fast. If Mufla Samachlish is deraisa, then it makes sense. That could be the drasha. According to Madama, that's only a rabbinic din. But deraisa doesn't have chalais till actual bar mitzvah. Ish kiafil, I'm going back to the question, what's ish coming to teach me? But ish by Arachin, what's teaching me? Answers the Gemara, Chiddush, Lasu Mufla Samachlish, David Chavim. It's coming to include a Mufla Samachlish by a guy. Yes, by a yid, we're going according to Madama, that by a yid is drabanan. Mufa Samachlish is drabanan only by yid, not deraisa. The pasuk can be teaching me that. But the pasuk is teaching me by a guy, Mufa Samachlish works. Says, well, assume Mufa Samachlish, David Chavim, that it works. So before you go further, the obvious problem that's bothering everyone, I'm sure, is that it's going to come out that by a guy, Mufa Samachlish, Nadar Machal, and by a yid, Mufa Samachlish, Nadar Machal. So Mefarish right away addresses it, and the Mefarish says, yeah, don't be bothered so much. Shekem Matsinu, Bekam Makaimus. I'm jumping into the middle of the Mefarish, the middle of the page. Shekem Matsinu, Bekam Makaimus. Shechmir Taira, Alev Chavim, Kagayin, Besherish Akanani, Shezek, Lesherish Yisrael, Bein Tam, Bein Mu, Misham, Nazar Shalom. Halach is when a guy is shar, damages, gores, shteises, a shar v'yid, you pay, whether it's time or more, you pay nezek shalom. The guy pays nezek shalom. Sheyisrael shakrani, bein tam emur pater. Whereas when a yid, shar damages the shar v'knani, whether it's a time or more, it's pater. If a yid shar damages another yid shar, then tam pays 50%, whereas a mur pays nezek shalom. But the point is, we find in the Gabi other dinim as well, that we're more machmer on the Kenani than we are on the yid. We're being machmer, more machmer on the Kenani's nezek than we are on the yid's nezek. And therefore, don't be so alarmed that here as well, the Varsh is actually answering, yes, and Echrami, we find the concept that a guy can have certain dinim muhammad than a yid. Don't be bothered by that idea. That is the Mefarish stance, which is a little bit of a chiddush, because over there we're talking about mumminess and hezek. Here we're talking about isser. Maybe there could be, there's a chiddush, more of a chiddush that a guy has more isser than a yid. You want to say more monetary obligations, mela, but more isser than a yid. Something's more, when it comes to isser v'heter, we always have the idea that you shouldn't say that a person who's megayer went from a Isser Chomer to Isser Kal, like has certain things that were usher from as a guy to become mutter now when he's a yid. We're concerned that it's going to give off the impression that he went from a more chomedic state to a more lenient state. We don't want to say that. That the Pashas refers to more specifically Isserim, Dine Isser, and here we're talking about Chayr Isser, yet the Gemara, I mean, the Mefarash connects it. Okay, it's also Mamas then fine. Taisk is a different answer. Taisk is a more Lumdish answer. Taisk says that the reason why we're okay to have a guy have a din of Mufasa Machlish, even though a yid does not have that din, according to his Mandamar, it's only Jabanan. But Midrash says, no, the Mufasa Machlish, whereas by a guy, there is a din, would be very simple. Because by a yid, when he makes a pledge in Naziris or Arachin, what's binding him to keep it is Bayachel. What's binding him to keep it is the Isser of Bayachel. And therefore, the Mandamar says that Mufasa Machlish is only Jabban, and he holds it's not possible to have Bayachal on a katan. He could be a Bar Das to understand what pledges are about, but he can't really be fully obligated to keep it if he doesn't have the Isser of Bayachal. That law can't apply to him because he's still a katan. A guy is obligation. A guy doesn't have Bayachal. He doesn't have Tayag Mitzvahs. He may have a din that he can make an Eder. He can push an Eder. What's his obligation to keep it? Because he has to keep his word. But there's no Isser Bayachal for a guy. There is no Isser Bayachal. And therefore it makes no difference whether he's 12 or whether he's 13 or whether he's Mufasa Machish or not. The Bayachal equation plays no role by a guy. And therefore, ironically enough, it'll come out that whether he is younger or older doesn't make a difference. It's whether he understands what he's pledging. If he understands his pledge takes effect, and therefore he has to keep it. Again, what are the ramifications if he doesn't keep it? Not clear. He's not even mayachal, but he has at least his initial obligation is to keep the pledge, whether he's older or younger, as long as he understands the pledge. By a yid, it's totally mayachal, and a mufas amachish doesn't mayachal, according to this madamer, and therefore it's on derbanan, a gishmak apshat from Taisus. Before we even go further, one of the kuda, once we've addressed this idea for Taisus, that the yid, what binds him is the bayachal, there's also a nice gishmaka discussion in the yachreinim. According to my number, that he mufasamachlish, a katan, mufasamachlish, by yid, a mufasamachlish has nadarim nadavas, deraisa, would he have the dinim of hafara as well or not? Or I shouldn't say hafara, hatara. Would he have the dinim of hatara as well or not? Meaning, what's the shaila? The source we have. What's the source for hatara? I think it's actually Gemara on Daf Yud in, where was it? I'm forgetting which Masechta now. We quoted the Chagiga Daf Yud. The source is we mentioned it over here in Masechta Nazir as well. But really, the Ikar Gemara, ironically enough, is elsewhere, where we say that Bayachal Devarai Hu Ein Meichel. Avalachir Meichel Mai. He can't be Meichel as Neder, but others can be undo the nether, can make chal as nether for him. That's the power of Atara. But it's a drasha. Let's think for a second. We're saying now, we just brought it out with Taisvis, but it's really Pashi aside, a katan doesn't have vayachal. If a katan doesn't have vayachal, then maybe a mufa samachlish, even though he has a power of nadarim, he won't have the power of someone being matir as nether, because he's certainly not going to have, even though my number says that's chiv deraisa, he's not going to assume he is over vayachal. So if he's not a vayachal, then maybe he doesn't have the din of Hataras Nadarim either. Or no, once we're saying that he is a Mufasa Malchish has a din of Nadarim, it must be Yosas Bayachal, and therefore Yosas Natar as well. It's a Lamdisha Shaila in the Achronim. Do we apply the heter of Hataras Nadarim to a Mufasa Malchish or not? Essentially, the deeper question is he included in Bayachal or not? And if he's included in Bayachal, he'll be included in the Drash of Hu Ein Meichel, Acher Meichel. But if he's not included, he won't have the heter of Hataras Nadarim. Okay, back in the Gemara. So our cheshbon is as follows. We asked, what's the din of Ish telling me by Erechin? You have the din of Ish, you have the pasuk of Ish by Nadarim, and the Erechin can learn out Hekesh, that the word Ish should apply there as well. So we said, and we learned from there that the guy is Nadarim Nadavis Kisrael by Nadar. So what's it coming to teach me the extra word Ish by Erechin? We first suggested it's coming to teach me that it's a Mufal Samachlish. We said it can't be because according to my Dharma, Mufa Samachlish is only Darbanan. That can't be what the Pasuk is referring to. Gemara says, yeah, it is referring to Mufa Samachlish. It's referring to Mufa Samachlish by a guy. It's coming to teach me that by a guy, even though it's by Yid, Mufa Samachlish is Darbanan by a guy, that the Mufa Samachlish would be Daraisis. That's Gemara not so fast. Honey, Lamad Amar, B'nai Son Erachin, Mevichavin Erachin. We darsh the Pesukim by Erachin as follows. The B'nai Yisrael can make Erachin, Abba B'nai Yisrael, they can make Erachin, and not the Goyim. Yochli Goyim Erachin, I would think they cannot be the subject of Erachin either. Tam Lema Ish, therefore says Ish, Shapir. That is very good. Now we'll come and teach you that the Erachin of a Mufas HaMachlish, that they're Chal. Why? Because this opposite, let me take this back. This opposite of what we said yesterday. Here we're saying, Bnei Yisrael Nerachin. Bnei Yisrael can be the subject of an Erechin Neder. Venevcham Begayim cannot be Nerachin, the subject of an Erechin Neder. Yachal and Merichah, I think they can't pledge Erechin either. Tam Lever Ish, therefore, tells me that Shap, then the guy could pledge Erechin pledge. So according to my mother, it's very good. Mufas HaMachlish means the guy can be pledged an Erechin, even though he's not fully godly yet, he can still pledge another of Erechin, he can make such a pledge, and it works. That's all good. If you go like this, Rabbi Huda sheet over there, that the guy is excluded from being the subject of an Erechin, but he could actually pledge an Erechin. This is what we quoted yesterday. According to the Chacham that we say that the guy, the Yisrael, can make pledges of Erechin. A guy cannot make pledges of Erechin. You think the guy can't be the subject of Erechin either? Tell me that they could be the subject. Once he can be the subject, the subject doesn't have to be Bardas at all. Doesn't have to be Mufasam Chlish by Yisrael. The subject of Erechin can be as little as 30 days old. Says the Gemara. So here too, I feel Tzrim Chaydish by Reruchihu. Kiyafli Lamli. See, back to the question. Even a 30-day-old child, as long as he's viable, is fit to be the subject of an Erechin. The subject could be. So why would you have a din of Kiyafli? You're back to the question. What's Kiyafli telling me? So it's very interesting. The Gemara really is segueing over here a little bit from focusing on what the drush of the word Ish is to the word Kiyafli. Meaning, Taisa addressed the question already. Till now we even bother. What's Ish teaching? What's Ish? We're going on the word Ish. Now, the Gemara, if you notice in the end of this question, it throws in Kiyafli Lamli. Who needs Kiyafli? Till now we were answering the Ish is we were darshing ish kiafli to tell me mufasamalish. So we were darshing the word ish with the kiafli together as one big drasha, and we answered why you need that whole sentence. Now in the Gemara's answer, we're going to see we're focused more on the kiafli than the ish. Taisu even says, and al chami, even though the Gemara ultimately answers why you need kiafli for, the ish is kind of agav grero. Since we're saying kiafli, we need to say ish kiafli, but it's part of the drasha of kiafli. That's clearly the Gemara is like making a little bit of a turn on its focus. The same overall question and answer. What's the need for the pasuk ish kiafli? Well, that's what we're answering, the kind of those whole four words together. Or three words together. Says the Gemara, Amrvad Rava, Lasu Avichavim Gadol. It comes to include Avichavim Gadol, the Afagav de Gadolu, Eina Yedeh Laflis. Let's have a case of a guy, Adrab, who's a Gadol. He's for sure an adult. And the truth, we've gone back and forth with this Mufasam Achlish and this Gadol by a guy. What is this age of godless by a guy? We haven't really addressed. We know by a yid, we have a Alach Mashmi Sinai. We know that the yid turns 13. That's when he's Bar Mitzvah Shnei Cyrus, turned 13. That's when he has the status of a Gadol. What is the age of godless by a guy? So there's two basic malachim. One malach is the age of a godless by a guy is when he displays full das. When he displays full das, that's the age of godless. So Mufasam Chish should be das, at least for Nadarman and Davis, Arachin, but not full das. That would be Mufasam Chish. And full das would be the age of godless, which would mean it could be as young as 7. I'm going to make up a number. If he's a very mature and knowledgeable and a mature guy as das, whereas it could be as late as 17. And he's not knowledgeable. It's totally a das, not totally an age. That's one mahalach by a guy. Another mahalach is 20 years old. 20 years old, the guy, the age of godless is 20. 13, the chayr is nothing. So by a guy, it's either the mahalachim that I sort of put down as either 20 years old or whenever he displays das. Those would be the ages of godless by a guy. And mufla, samach le'ish would be right before that's man of 20 or of showing das. That would seemingly be the pshat, that would presumably be the pshat of here. However, some sefer comes along and says, no, even though we have these different ages for godless by a guy, namely 20 years old or bar das, over here, we're coming to say, mufla samach lish, and he has the dharma davis kisrael, over here, we're including him to have dinam like a yid. It would make sense, at least in the Gemara earlier, about mufla samach lish, that a guy can make a neder when he's samach lish, that, age would be the same age as Mufasam Chish by Yid. So if the age by Yid is 12, or by a girl 11, that'll be the age of Dharma and Arachan as well. Same age would be applicable for a guy. So again, so now when we have this drasha Amarad Rava, Lasuyev Chavim Gadol, what we're saying is, the word Ish is telling me, Afagav the Gadol Hud Eni Adel Haflis, even though he's a Gadol, who doesn't know how to be Mafli, meaning I would say that by Yid, once he's a Gadol, automatically the Nedir's Chal, whether he understands or not, the Lachis, once he's a Gadol, he's responsible. By a guy, we're coming to include in the exclusion, just like a guy can't make Nedar, maybe you would think Bnei Yisov Lasuyev Chavim means only an uninformed guy, who's a katan, but maybe a guy who's a gadol, who's uninformed, maybe his nadarim are included. So we have to tell us both, that whether it's an informed guy, whether it's an uninformed guy, he's excluded from this din of pledging arachim, both informed and the uninformed guy. That's the drasha of the word ish. Ask the Gemara. Okay, I have the word ish kiafli, both by nadarim and by nadavis. El kiafli, because I want to have naziris lamali. I have it, sorry, by naziris. And I also have it by Erechin. What do I need by both? Michti iskish nadarm, naziris nadarm. Kiafi lamli, I have a hekish from naziris nadarm. It should be included in that hekish. Why need specifically kiafli by naziris? The lashon of ish kiafli, we have in both places. What's the double lashon teaching me? Why do I need it in both places? Says the Gemara. Lasu, we said earlier, we have a hekish from nadarm to naziris. Lasu, yadayim shen mechichas. Moran suggests it's coming to include a case where yadayim that are not mechichas. This is a nice chazarif we had way back earlier. In this pesach, we had a nadarim about yadayim shen mechichas, that if you have a yad of an edder, yad of an edder means like a handle of an edder, but it's not muchach, it's not clear 100% what he means, that does such a nedder work or not. So in this case, we're actually going to say, it's funny, lasuye yadayim shen mechichas, if you look at the reading of the Gemara pashas means to say, lasuye, that a yadayim shen mechichas is not going to work. That since it's not muchach, it's not mufla, it's not kiafli, and therefore such a nether of naziris is not going to work. Let's see. Ditmar, yadayim shen mechichas, Abai Amar, havi yadayim. Abai says it works. Rav Amalevi Dayim. Rav says it doesn't work. So here's the shal in the gear. So we're going to go with the tzad that was focused on that the drush of Kiafli is that Yidam Shibichichos does not work, says the Gemara, therefore, Le Rava that doesn't work, Nicha. El Abaye, Michael, maybe still have a question. According to Rava, okay, Yish Kiafli is telling me that Yidam Shibichichos don't work by Naziris. But according to Abaye that says it does work, what are you going to say? You still have a question. What's Kiafli teaching me? El Kiafli, Bayle, Lechid Rav Tarfin. Kiafli is needed for, like Rav Tarfin says, Titania, Rav Tarfin. Rav Yudah says, name of Tarfin. Ain echad mehem nazir. The case over there was that if you have two people are watching some guy walking towards them, and one guy says, I'm a nazir, if he's a nazir. Other guy says, I'm a nazir, that he's not a nazir. And the guy ultimately comes, so the other title over there, I forgot who it was, I think Rabbi Huda maybe, in the Mishnah says, if he's a nazir, Reuven's a nazir. If he's not a nazir, the guy number two is a nazir. Where the Tarfon says, no, none of them are going to be a nazir. None of them are going to be a nazir. Why? Because since it wasn't clear at the moment of the utterance that's a clear nazirus, such a nazirus isn't chal. The Mishnah over there speaks also, what if the guy doesn't finish coming towards them, he walks away. What if he goes the other way? So do you say they're both nazir or safek? Or do you say, I think if even Rabbi Huda's maskim, a person doesn't want to put himself in the mask of safek, and therefore even Rabbi Huda agree, over there it's not a nazir. But Tarfon's key point over there was, that doesn't make a difference whether the guy shows up or doesn't show up, whether the guy comes close to us, and we can verify if this subject was a nazir or not. It's irrelevant. Since at the moment when they pledged, it wasn't clear to any one of them that they're a nazir. It's clear one of them is going to be a nazir, but it wasn't clear which one. That's not called a nazirus lahafli, and therefore it's not chal. Says Gemara, Einachem nazir fishalei, need to know nazirus lahafla. Nazirus was only given over lahafla. It's got to be black and white clear. This wasn't clear, and therefore nazirus not chal. Ask the Gemara. Honey, Rav Tarfon is good. So he explained the beautiful drasha in the words Kiafli, Kort Rav Tarfon. El Rabbana, Kort Rabbana, Argir Rav Tarfon. Mike, the man, what are you going to say? El Abay Lechatayni, we need the Lush Kiafli for the following. Hatan Adarim, Perchim Ba'avir, Ve'elim Amash Yismachu. Hatan Adarim, they kind of float in the air and don't really have a clear pasuk on which to base it. This idea that a Yachad Mamchu or Bezdin is Matin Adarim, and they have the Paisrin, they have the Shailos, and the under the Darm is really after that floats in the air. It doesn't have a clear pasuk to back it up. Our Rebbe says, yes, it does. Yes, my Yisbechu. It does have a pasuk. You know what the pasuk is? Shnemer ish kiafli. Kiafli. It says kiafli twice, shtei pamim. Echad afla l'isser, vechad afla heter. It says kiafli twice, one telling me that it needs to be a clear neder to be chal in the first place, but one telling me that you have the power of a chacham, or a bezdin, to undo it if there's something wrong with this nether, if it's not fully muffled, if there's questions, if there's issues, unknowns with this nether, then it becomes, you're able to undo it. That's the second kiafli. So we darshan kiafli to teach me the concept, according to Abelazar at least, the concept of hafaras or hataras nederm. According to the Tanakhama, the Braisa, we're saying it's perchem, it's something which is perchem aver. It floats in the aver. So the first one, a little bothered, what's taka pshat? Why is the idea that nederm, we have a whole parsha of nederm, elaborate, and this idea of Heter of Nedarim is Parchim Aver, according to the Tanakhama, has no base. According to Blessed, it's a drasha from Kiafli, but according to the Tanakhama, has no basis in the Pesukim. It's not clear in the Pesukim, it's just nice, almost like this Messiah given over, unclear. So Archaim HaKadosh on the Chumash of the Parasha speaks out that it's Dafka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to keep kind of the Heter quiet. If it would be built into the Parasha of Nedarim, black and white, even according to Blessed, it's a drasha, it's not black and white. If it was built into the Parasha of Nedarim, black and white, this out clause, this exit of going to the Chacham and getting Hatar, even though we all know now that it exists, but going to the Chacham and going to the Bezdin, it would cheapen the whole idea of Nedarim. People make Nedarim knowing there's an exit right at the beginning. It would cheapen the whole idea of Nedarim. In order to keep Nedarim sacred and Chashev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely kept it not clear in the Torah. It's Parchim Aver, it's hovering, in order that it shouldn't be like on the forefront of people's minds. When they make an Eder, the assumption should be they have to keep it. It should be have a certain Chumrakite to an Eder, and only Idei Drash or Idei Mesira do we know that it could be undone. That is the Archaim HaKadosh is Mahalach in at least the Tanakhama. And again, even a blesser could fit a little bit, but more so in the Tanakhama. Okay.
I'm just thinking that maybe the Tanakhama.
Good question. You're saying that why don't we ask, Hani Chalab Blazer? According to Tanakhama, Michael and Mehmer are still Shver. Like we're doing the entire Amma that way. Do it here as well. Right. So you're saying it's not really arguing. Not really arguing.
And then comes the Joshua.
Kiafli, it's me. It's maybe. It's not the Mashmayas, but I hear the question better than the answer. Very good. Okay.
But I think the question forces you into the answer.
Zuck the Mishnah.
You have the other
dreams. Chaymer ben Avadim ben Menashe. Top of the base. There's a chumra the other way by avadim over nashim, she may for nidra and ishtav, any may for nidra avdei. By avid, he could force him against his nazirus, whereas by she cannot. But by an isha, he can be made for the husband to undo the wife's neder, whereas by the avid, he cannot undo his neder. Says the Mishnah, hafer l'ishtay, hafer l'amis. When he revokes the wife of his, the neder of his wife, it's completely revoked, doesn't come back, it's gone forever. Even after they get divorced, it doesn't pop back on. Or even if he dies, the neder doesn't come back. Hafer l'avdai, but if one is made for the neder of his eved, again, we just said a minute ago, you can't be made for the eved's neder. We don't mean made for, we mean if he's forcing he's in meicha, and forcing the eved not to keep the neder, then yaslacheris, once he goes free, Mashlim Nazirus, he has to be Mashlim Nazirus. Once he goes free, he does have to keep the Nazirus. We read the Mishnah, if you notice, I skipped the letter Vav. Yatzel Cheres, not Umash Nazirus. When he goes to Cheres, then Mashlim Nazirus without the Vav. That's how we read it. That's a simple touch. The Mishnah was saying by Evan, he's got to make up that Nazirus. Once he's able to, close my Evan, he can't give the Nazirus. But once he's free, he can keep it. There are Rishainim, Rambam, that seems to learn, without getting into the exact lumpness of it, the depth of it, but they go to umashlim and learn that when the master, the rabbi, is being meicha against the eved from being able to keep his aziris, that's grounds for the eved to go to cheiris and be mashlim aziris. So it's taka, the vav is dafka. It's yatzel cheiris, umashlim azirusay. He goes to cheiris, mashlim azirusay. I'm not sure the exact guidelines. The last mission seems to say very clearly that the rabbi could force him against his aziris, but maybe even so, we're saying yes, he could force him, but that's also grounds for the eved to force the idea of going free. Again, that is a mahalach that they bring from Rambam. We're going to read the Mishnah without that. We're going to read the Mishnah. It's Yatz L'Cheres, comma, then Mashlim Nezirusay. Once Yatz L'Cheres, then he's Mashlim Nezirusay. Not that he's Yatz L'Cheres to be Mashlim Nezirusay right away. Rather, it's if he goes L'Cheres, it's if. Then he has to keep it. Okay. Tanabar. Lom Rabbi Kaifel Nezirus. What does it mean when we say the Rabbi? Or why is it that the Rabbi could force him against his Nezirus? Avalei Nedarim Nedavis. Not Rachin. We know that Evan makes Nedarim and Arachim, the Nedar and Arachim are going to be Chal. When he makes a Zira, saying the Rabbi can force me over. Why? What's the difference? Why can he force him? Let's say that Nedar, that the Evan made was, I'm not going to eat grapes. I'm picking that on purpose. Because part of the din of Nazir is you can't eat grapes. So what's the pshat by Nazir? The Rabbi can force him to eat the grapes. Whereas by Nedarim, it seems to be, the Rabbi cannot force him. So it says in Mishnah Kabe, Nazir, the Amar Rachman Lesser Son Avshay B'Mishan Avshay K'nuyelai. The Chari the Lamedus is by Nazir. We're applying as we had from yesterday's daf. We're applying Lesser Son Avshay. The Evikrani can only make. We had a Havni that he can't make Nazir's Bechlal because he's not considered Navshai. That's what we need Vamar Talem. Remember yesterday Vamar Talem because he Marba Evikrani. But what we're saying is the Chari this much sticks that the reason why the Evikrani the Rabbi could force him against Naziris is presumed because in the Lashon of Pasuk is Lesser Son Avshay. And we say dafka someone is nefesh k'nuilai yotze eved mishen nefesh k'nuilai yotze eved she'ein nefesh k'nuilai that comes to eved who's nefesh k'nuilai. Therefore, even though we're saying that the nazirus could be chal, but the rabbi can force him against it. That's the pashas of how we interpret the pesukim. If that's the case, say the same thing by Nedarim. And if you recall, we pointed out yesterday the pasuk of lesser isha nefesh was said by Nedarim. It wasn't said by Arachin. It wasn't said by Nazirus. It was said by Nedarim, and we applied it through a hekesh to Nazirus. That was the rush. We pointed out yesterday, like a minyan inyan almost, but it was said by Nedarim itself. So if you're using the lesser Isra al Nafshai by Nazirus to say the rabbi can force him to go against Nazirus, surely you should be able to do it by the pasuk that's spoken out by Nedarim itself. Amav Sheshas, Hachamai Skinan, Gai Shahaya Eshkal Shanav Menuch Lefanav. There's a cluster of grapes in front of him. Gam Nedarim, Tichim Mizasabai, Lem Mizasabai Chmini, Lem Matzikafile. Gam Nazirus, Tichim Mizasabai, Isra Bekulu, Matzikafile. It's a fundamental difference. A Nedar, what does the guy make a Nedar? He says, these grapes are usher to me. Okay, these grapes are usher, but he can eat other grapes. And therefore, there's no need for the rabbi to force him to eat these grapes. Yes, the Evan pledged that these grapes are usher, but other grapes are still mutter. There's alternatives, there's other options, and therefore, it makes sense the rabbi can't force him. Whereas by a Nazir, it's not just these grapes. Grapes! Arasar needs strength. The rabbi wants an eved that has strength. He needs to be able to eat grapes in general, and therefore the rabbi can force him. That's the fundamental difference. Ask the Gemara. That's all good if you learn that the guy made a pledge against a specific cluster of grapes, and there's plenty of other grapes to have besides for that. Ask the Gemara. But Mila Eskinan. Aren't we talking about a case? The guy made a darm, sorry. Guy made a darm. By the case of the Durham, where you're saying it's so posh you can just eat other grapes. Mila Eskinon, Deleka, El Hayeshkel. Are we talking about a case where you only have this cluster? That's the food that's available right now. Well, if he doesn't, you'll be weak. And you're saying that no, he can't force me over his nether. The rabbi doesn't have that kind of power. So L'chaira, you back to the question, what's the difference? Lesser Sanafsh should apply equally in this case. Ela Marava, Kigai Chayichartsa Munach Lufanov. The Mar's have the exact same a deflection in three lines, but at least the Havina over here was, we're talking about a case of Chartzen. Chartzen is, of course, we know, the grape seeds, we had earlier in the Masechta, maybe it means the grape peels, but it's not the Ikar, the grape. It's the grape seeds, we'll go with the grape seeds, Dapshat, it's the grape seeds, and therefore the assumption right now is, you can't tell me that that's really what you're relying on for the Evet to have strength. So, meaning, by a case of a neder, by a pledge, he made a pledge against Chartzen. You have Chartzen in front of him, he made a pledge against Chartzen. So yeah, he won't eat Chartzen, but eat something else. Anyway, he's not really relying on this. Whereas by the Nazir who made a pledge, he's usher from not just the Chartzen, he's usher from the grape seed, the grape peel, the grape pulp, the wine, he's usher from all components of the grape. Over there, we understand more that maybe not eating the Chartzen itself is more detrimental because he has nothing from the grape. So maybe over there, we can be forced to have it against his Naziris, whereas over here, by Nadarm, he cannot force him. That's the Gemara's assumption. Me laskina, where all he has is Chartzen. If all he has is Chartzen, then certainly is relying on Chartzen for sustenance. Similar to what we said a minute ago, the Rav is going to circle back to such a deflection of Rav as well. Let's see. Elam Rava, Chartzen, Munach Levanav, there was Chartzen, grape seed in front of him, Gabi Nadarm, we made an edder against it. Bahu de Mitzvah, he's ushering these Chartzen, but he's muttering anything else, and therefore, Lematzi Kafle, he can eat other grape seed, he can eat other grape pulp, grape peels, he can eat other parts of the grapes. Therefore, no reason to undo the force against his nether. Gabi Nazir, the Isser, Nami Achin, is usher all components of the grape, Matzi Kafile, therefore the rabbi can force him. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Gabi Nadar, Bilas Ginan, Tlekalai Chartzen, who told you to my case where there's more than this Chartzen? Maybe it's all you have available. His nether is only against this Chartzen, but it's all he has to eat right now. And not eating it will cause him to be obviously weaker. Maybe this won't give him full strength, but it's certainly going to be weaker without eating it. To Eli Achel Chalish. If he doesn't eat this, the Achel Le Chalish. If he doesn't eat this Chartzen, he's going to be weak. Elam Rabbaye. Lam Rabbi Tzach Lefoisei. Why does the rabbi have to force him, Le Naziris, by Naziris? Vein Tzach Lefoisei Le Darim. Vein Tzach Lefoisei Le Shvua. Why is there a difference? Why he has to force him by Naziris and not by Nadarm and Shavua? We're taking Mamish opposite approach. Because by Naziris, Abaye is saying, you have to read into the Gemara over here, these words, Abaye is saying by Naziris, it was Chal. Since it was Chal, the Baal has to force him against the Naziris. By Nadarm and Adavis, it's Taka Nachal. But Nadarm and Shavua is saying now, it's Taka not chal by Evikrani. Evikrani makes the Dharma and Shavuos, it's not chal. By the Naziris, it's chal. So by the Naziris, the rabbi forced him, and that was the idea in the prior Mishnah, whereas by Nadarim and Shavuos, by the Evikrani, it's not chal, and therefore you don't need the rabbi to force him because it didn't take effect. My taima, why are we saying by Nadarim and Shavuos, it's not chal by Evikrani? Damakar lahara alehitiv. It says the pasuk, you make a neder to do good or to do bad. Or Shvua, to do good or to do bad. Ma hatavrishus, just like doing good, of course, is something which is up to him. It's his choice whether to go do the good or not. Afharorishus, so too, the negative is also rishus. Yatzar alachim, that excludes something which is negative for others, which is shemishus biyadai. The evikrani doesn't have this power to do good, to do negative. And therefore, it's excluded. So essentially, what we're answering is, Abaye is saying, that the reason why a by Naziris, we specifically by Naziris, we need the rabbi to force him against Naziris and not by Nadarm and Erchin is because by Nadarm and Erchin, it's not really Chal by Evikarani. It doesn't need to be forced. Whereas by Naziris, which is Chal, you don't have that Lahar Lahita by Naziris, therefore it is Chal by Evikarani, therefore the rabbi has the power to undo it, which would really come out that Erchami by Nadarm and Davis, if it would be Chal, rabbi would have power to undo that as well. So the original Mar's question was that Lama, the rabbi is kaifa in his ears, and not by the Dharma Davis. The answer according to Abai is because you don't need to be kaifa by the Dharma and Shavuos. Only by the ears do you need to be kaifa. Let's just quickly see the last Mishnah Gemara, and you can ask the questions afterwards. That's the Mishnah, Eved Avar Mekenegapanev. If the Eved is out of the presence of the master, I mean, the case is he declared his ears and then he ran away. He declared his ears and ran away. Rabbi Aymer, lo yishta. He still can't drink wine. Even though he's not in the presence of the rabbi, he still can't drink wine. Rabbi Aymer, yishta, he could drink wine. What's the machlekes? Said the Malim, but Shmuel, come quickly. The assumption is machlekes isn't Shmuel. Lama Shmuel, ha-mafker avdai, yatzel cheres, vein tzarek shichra. A person's mafker is eved. He goes free, and he doesn't get shichra. There's a heavy lumdus over here in the Rishenim already. In the Rishenim, they discuss, in the Eved Kanani, there's two kinyanim. There's a kinyan mammon, and there's a kinyan isser. Right? There's a reason you need to get shichur. You need to give him a get, like you give Isha get shichur, a get. When Isha receives a get, it's not it should go the other way. When a Baal says a Rebbe kudeshesli, she's not cunning to him like mummonous. He doesn't own her like a slave, he owns her isser. It's a kinyan isser, right? So when he sets her free with a get, or with his death, so she gets freed up from that binding connection of isser. So that's what the get takes effect by an isha. Similarly, by an eved kanani, the get shikur is freeing him from like this kinyan that the Baal has of him, like almost this kinyan isser the Baal has, separate from the kinyan mammon. So there's two dinim, is kinyan isser, kinyan mammon. However, Shmuel is mechadish ayush chadish. In other words, Rishonim explained to Shmuel that when a person's mafkir is eved, once the kinyan mammon's gone, the kinyan isser goes with. So it's not the pshat that no kinyan isser exists. Kinyan isser exists, but once the Baal, the rabbi, is mafkir the eved, don't say you need a separate get shikra. That's what other shittas hold. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel holds once you have a hefker on the mammonis shabai, the Kinyan Isser pops off automatically. Okay, so with that in mind, according to Shmuel, if this Ev runs away, and the Baal is the Chur, he's out of the presence of the Baal's Miyayish, so he goes free. Once he's free, according to our mayor, if you go like Shmuel, once he's free, there's no get shikr needed. He has a din to keep his Aziris. According to our Biyayis, he still needs to get shikr. He still belongs to the rabbi. If he still belongs to the rabbi, he won't have an Isser of drinking wine because the Aziris still won't take effect. Says the Marlene Bav, Meshmuel Kavifli, Damashmuel Mavkar, Avda, Yasel Kheres, Vainzer get shikr, Mayor, Isse Shmuel, and since the Evid right now is effectively free, the rabbi, the assumption was the rabbi was Miyayish, he's free, and therefore he has to keep full fledged Aziris. He can't drink wine because he is now his own person, he's got to keep it his ears. Rabbi Yossi left the Shmuel, therefore, he still belongs to the rabbi, and he does not keep it his ears. Says the Gemara, no. I'll tell you the Kama, Isla Shmuel, Evel Gisa Shmuel. Elamanda Meishta, the one that says he can drink wine, Savar, safe, Mahad, Har, Devasakabei. He thinks that the master feels the slave is going to return to him. And if, meaning, you make a mistake. The rabbi is not being Miyayish, for that assumption is gone. The rabbi is not being Miyayish. And Adraba, even though right now he's not by the rabbi either, since he's going to come back, the rabbi wants him to drink wine now, even though right now he's not by the rabbi, so that should be reason to say you have to keep the nether, because right now he's not by the rabbi. Adraba, the rabbi still wants him to drink wine now, so he maintains his strength. The wine gives him sustenance and strength, so when he comes back, he'll still be vibrant. Lishti chamer keich lelichish. Uleman dar melei yishta, savar lahavi leit sara, keich lehadagabei. In both, according to both opinions, the rabbi wants his eved back. He wasn't miyayish, he wasn't mafkirim. And therefore, the question is this, what's the rabbi's attitude towards the nazir drinking wine, this eved kanani, when he's not working for the rabbi now anyway? One opinion holds, he wants him to drink in order to maintain his strength. That's Rameir, that's Rabbi Yasi, whereas Rameir holds that no, Rabbi wants him to be not able to drink in order to incentivize him to come back sooner. He can't drink, he has to keep the status of his ears, let him come back in order that he'll be able to restore his ability to drink wine. That'll be incentive to come back. We'll puzzle over here, pick up for the tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Have a wonderful day.